In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, our gospel reading, Luke, the 14th chapter. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here we are, saints of Holy Cross and Emmanuel, gathered together around the Lord's word, and soon, even the very giving out of his blessed sacrament. Here we are, some 2 years and 11 months since I first preached the gospel in your ears. Much has changed in almost 3 years, and much has stayed the same. The thing that always stays the same, of course, is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And today, nearly 2,000 years later, Jesus comes to the home of a Pharisee to eat bread. Now, where do you think he sat? Put it this way. If Jesus came to your home, what chair would you give him? If you had enough warning, would you wipe off the crumbs off of a chair or maybe the spittle? Would you reupholster a chair? Would you go out and buy a brand new chair for him to sit in? Would you sit at the table, head of the table? Or would you let him sit at the table, the head of the table? Would you serve him first? Of course you would. You bend over backwards for him. You give him the seat of honor. You would wash his feet and you'd ask for his hands also. You'd care for his wounds if he had any on his feet. You'd cook your best meal and you know what? You'd probably then apologize for it not being good enough. You'd lose sight of everything. You'd fix your eyes intently upon Jesus and him alone. I know this because that's how you've served me. And that's how you've served my family for the last 3 years. I know the lengths that you've gone to care for us, to provide for us, to defend us. We are your honored guests. And if that's what you do for me, a called and ordained servant of Christ, then I can only imagine what you would do for the Lord of heaven and earth, Christ himself. The problem, though, is this. The people that we are called to serve, they don't always look like, they don't always talk like, they don't always act like Jesus. It is easy to be sure to speak of how you might serve Jesus, or to speak of how you might serve your pastor, or how you might serve a president, or someone rich and famous, for that matter. But what about a man who has dropsy? What about the poor? What about the sick? What about the crippled? What about the lame and the blind? What about your neighbor whose yard is an absolute mess and they won't clean it up no matter what you say? What about the man in Walmart whom you're behind who doesn't speak English and refuses to speak English? What about the homeless guy who's looking just to buy another pack of cigarettes? What about your mother-in-law, father-in-law? What about those who are difficult to love, who don't deserve your time, and who don't ask for your forgiveness? See, that's where the text takes us today, this reading. It's not about proper etiquette. Jesus is not simply telling you how to approach a banquet. Sit at the lowest place, and then you'll be rewarded. They'll tell you to invite up higher to the higher and better seat and so on and so forth. It's not about table etiquette. If it were, then it would just be about figuring out how far we can go without going too far up the ladder. Remember, Jesus actually came to the home of the Pharisees to eat bread. He did not come for honor. He did not come for new upholstery. He did not come for the finest and first cuts of steak. Jesus came to eat bread. He came to eat bread on the Sabbath with sinners. The poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, the man with dropsy, the Pharisees, the lawyers, even you and me. With Jesus, things are different. For him, honor is exchanged for humility. Exaltation and glory are actually best seen here, in his cross, in his suffering, in his shame. That's how it is for Jesus. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus does not exalt himself. He doesn't come for the highest seat. He doesn't come for the place of honor or whatever best you might have to give him and offer him. You know what Jesus wants? Instead, he wants your worst. He wants your sin. He wants your shame. He wants your regret. He wants your guilt. And he takes it. He wants and takes your pain, your sorrow, and your brokenness, and your suffering, and your deep guilt. He doesn't need you to serve him. But he knows that you need him to serve you. You are in need. I am in need. Not him. You can't take back those words. They're out there for the world to see. You can't take that back, that one moment of weakness, no matter how much you replay it in your head. You cannot overcome that terminal illness forever. You can't please God by your good works. Even our best, even our good works are nothing but filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord apart from Christ. And you can't save yourself from death. You might be able to limp along for a while in this world. The Lord gives us doctors and nurses for that very reason, to fight against these illnesses and death itself. But inevitably, you need help. And I'm talking more than a doctor and nurse can give. You need a savior. You need someone to swoop down and to rescue you, to come down from heaven and to rescue you from sin, to rescue you from death, to rescue you from the devil himself. You need someone to save you. And so Jesus does just that. He comes down from heaven, is born of the Virgin Mary. He humbles himself for you. He took up the cross. He took it up with all the shame, with all the torture, with all the injustice that the world had to offer. He took your sin. He took your whips. He took your thorns. He took your mocking. He took your cross. He endured on that cross hell for you, so that as bad as your life gets, you would never be separated from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You would never suffer hell for eternity. Jesus paid the price for your sins with his holy life blood. Paul says he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. He who was first in the kingdom of God came down and took on the last, so that you and I, who are last and not even worthy to get in the kingdom, to the kingdom of God, might be made first in the kingdom of God. Today's gospel reading is not about table etiquette. It's about Jesus. It's all about him flipping this world on its head, serving when he should be served, loving those who, by all accounts, are unlovable, and most of all, forgiving those who do not deserve it and don't even ask for it. He's the Lord of the Sabbath, which means that he comes with healing in his wings. He comes to bind up your broken hearts, to heal your wounds, to forgive your sins, especially on the Sabbath. He comes to heal you. I mean, take a look around you today. See who he invites actually to his meal. It's not the rich. It's not the famous. It's not those who are of the most prestigious honor, not even in Lidgerwood. It's the poor. It's the crippled. It's the lame. It's the blind. Yeah, he even invites you as he invites me. He fulfills what he demands. He invites those who absolutely cannot pay him back. No matter how hard they try and no matter what they do, they will never be able to pay him back. He invites us then, having received his mercy, to depart in his peace and to do the same, to forgive those who don't deserve it. He expects us to love our neighbor as he has loved us and as we love ourselves. And in loving and serving our neighbor, to entertain angels unaware, he draws us here under one roof as the saints of Emmanuel, under one word, under one baptism, under one absolution, under one Lord's Supper, knit together in the mystical body of His one holy Christian and apostolic church, redeemed by the one Lord Jesus and Him alone, He who was dead and is alive again for you. He who humbled Himself, took the lowest seat. And get this, He now invites you to His table. Together, taking the lowest place. I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto Thee all of my sin, all of my shame, all of my guilt. We are then invited, friend, move up higher. Welcome to the Lord's table. Welcome to the Lord's feast. Welcome to paradise, even on this side of heaven. Welcome to the presence of Jesus, who is here for you to forgive your sins, to strengthen you day by day when you know not how you're going to get through at any minute of any hour of any given day. Our Lord says, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. You are my child, bought with my blood, and I am here for you, and I will raise you up on the last day. Welcome to the foretaste of the feast of heaven. It is for you. Amen.